Good morning. We're continuing with the book of halachas of how to light the neiros. So when we light the neir, that we're fulfilling the mitzvah. This is the moment of actually fulfilling the mitzvah of the hadlaka, is when you light the wick. The wick wicks up the oil, and the oil you're lighting with your shem and zayis. Halacha says that lighting with a candle is acceptable in halacha. It has a beautiful light, and therefore it's considered appropriate. But there's still a halacha at Mila of using shem and zayis, because the nes was done in the Beis HaMikdash with shem and zayis. So you take your shem and zayis, you put your wick in, the wick wicks the oil up to the top, and you're lighting with shem and zayis. The halacha is, if the neiros go out, you do not need to relight it mikra din, because the main mitzvah is the moment of hadlaka. There is a halacha that it is appropriate to relight them, but it's not required. So now, if we're saying the main mitzvah is the act of hadlaka, and we would like you to light with oil, so we have a question in regards to wax-coated wicks. Wax-coated wicks, you're not really lighting with oil, you're lighting with wax. And after you finish Rav HaYotze, and now all of the wax has melted away, and you take your hand away, this is when it starts wicking the oil. So it comes afterwards. So this is a discussion amongst the modern poskim. Is this considered lighting with shem and zayis, and you're going to have the adifus, the mila, the halachic advantage of lighting with shem and zayis, or it's called lighting with wax, and it's the same thing as lighting with a candle? So Ephraim Greenblatt Tzatzel in his Rivers Ephraim was concerned about this issue. He felt it was an issue. One suggestion to solve the problem is to coat your wick with oil as well. Therefore, you're lighting with oil, along with the wax. A person, the first night, according to the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, and we will follow the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch for these purposes, person sets as a menorah that he lights on the right side of the menorah. So the first night he's going to light on the most right near of the menorah. The second night he will set up on the right side of the menorah two neiros, the one all the way to the right and the one immediately to its left. He lights the left one, and then he lights the right one. This is the fulfillment, according to the Shulchan Aruch, of the rule. And the Gemara says that when you turn to the right, which means you start from the left and you turn towards the right. So in this situation, you're going to start from the neir on the left, and then you're going to move to the right. And the same thing is true on the third night. You have three neiros, and you light the leftmost neir first, and you go to its right, then you go to its right, etc. Now, since that's true, that a person is going to be lighting always more and more to the left, each night he moves it's more and more to the left, we have a rule of Ein Mavirin Ola Mitzvahs. So we do not want to take this, our hand, which is our right hand. You should hold the, if your person is a righty, a person should be holding the lighting candle in his right hand. And he's going to, if he positions himself by the menorah in the same place every night, so the first night, we would assume that the menorah, his right hand is going to go straight forward and light the neir. He positioned himself that his hand can move straight forward and light the neir. The next night, he's going to have to move his hand over a little bit to the left. He's standing in the same place. He's going to have to cross his hands, thereby passing by some of the neiros and ignoring them and going to the leftmost neir. So that's not appropriate, because of the rule of Ein Mavirin Ola Mitzvahs, and therefore he should adjust each night to move a little more, stand a little more to the left, so his hand will not have to pass by any neiros as he's going to light. The person should set up the shamash, that the shamash should not be in the same row as the other neiros, so it should be clear to people, distinct to people, that this is not part of the count, because the idea is it should be nicker that what the count is. It could be lower, or it could be higher, or it could be, and preferably it should be higher, but higher up, or if it's lower, it has to be further forward, closer to where people will be standing. The purpose of putting the nair there is not because of the lighting purposes, because we're already lit. Putting out an air, we put out an air. So what's the problem? Why are we leaving it there? We're leaving it there to show that we may not use the light of the Neiris for other purposes, and we're going to use the light of the Shamash, which is closer to us, either because it's closer or because it's higher, and it's, unless your menorah is very tall, that's going to end up being closer to you, in, either in height or in distance. So the light you're going to be getting benefiting from is from the light of the Shamash. You can use the light that you lit with as your for this purpose, or you could put a different nair there for that purpose. Either one is fine. It's not connected to the act of hadlaka per se. It's more about the idea of not benefiting improperly from the nairis kanaka. Have a good day.